probably the refinancing of 2006, the way it was structured, it was kicks in. It kicks in at these years, at 2015. This is the bottom line numbers right here. That's the 14,000 right there, from 250 to 238, 239, 236, 247, 256. It's going back up.
It'll ratchet back up.
Yeah, but to the ratepayers, they should pay for what we're incurring now. Just need to see that rate go up in the storm. Craig, we don't have to. That's not part of the budget. We don't have to address those.
Right.
Those as part of the
budget. We've always done it, you know, after.
Well, you said people should pay for what we're incurring now. What does that mean?
Next year we would actually be operating at a loss. So if you want to pay for what's actually being incurred, then we'd have to add that 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. Which would be prudent, probably.
But we don't have to
put
Public Service Commission on that.
No.
So,
no,
in the year we hit the...
People shouldn't pay for
it. The deduct.
Different ways of structuring a loan, though. If we backload something or frontload something, people shouldn't pay more or less because we've decided to do it that way. People should pay for a service, and we should try to make that as consistent as possible moving forward. So you turn on your water comes out, and it goes down the drain, and that's the service that you're buying. Just because we decided to structure the loan so it's really expensive at the end or really expensive at the beginning, you're getting the service. So you should, I don't think the rates should sort of follow based on what we decided we're going to do with the loan.
Well, I'm sure that they staggered this debt purposely so that they wouldn't have it all front-loaded. So they staggered it so that it would be more consistent.
Right, but do have fluctuations.
You know, when at that point in time, nobody probably wanted to just put that much on the water bill.
But even when we retire notes and the rest is profit, there's no way I'd ever want to reduce knowing that we have more expenses. I don't want to reduce the rates, knowing we have more expenses. You pay for a service, and just because you happen to be turning your water on and off at a time when a note has just retired doesn't mean you should pay less for it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying more.
Well,
I can see they structured.
Or more. I mean, it shouldn't matter to the residents. They're paying for what the service that we're offering them.
Oh, well, you drive a car, and then you get a different car, and it costs you more to drive.
And you're still paying on the old one.
or less if you get a cheaper car.
The stormwater is just an invisible...
I know.
What do you get for your money?
You know what, the most utilities...
Put it all together.
Stormwater particularly.
That's a question that I get from residents, and I have to point out to them that the stormwater ponds is one part of it, but it's the storm sewer system, and it's the street cleaning, and it's those other things that go with it that are all part of stormwater. They're not actually in public works. It's in stormwater.
And then they only care slightly more than they did before you said that, right?
Exactly.
This is stormwater. I don't get to wash with it. I don't get to drink it.
Whether you charge me here or there, I'm still paying for it.
Right.
Don't sweep the street that often. It's like, well, that's mandated. Get me started on unfunded mandates.
All right. Probably an understanding.
Am I going to understand what's going on here?
You know, it's a little scraps in the gutter, you know. If you ask the typical resident,
right,
I don't know that they would connect it out.
No.
Correct. It's not a criticism, it's just
pay
attention.
Right. That's why we've tried over the years to really educate people on why some of these things are coming in, and I think stormwater maybe needs to be revisited again. And not just stormwater, we were talking about street sweeping, because I have one resident say, well, don't sweep the streets all that often, and it's like, if the problem is that's a DNR mandate with the whole stormwater thing, and
then we have to build more ponds, and
then
you'll have to pay for it here.
The fixed portion of the water bill is 620. What is the residential fixed?
Now?
Yeah.
Seven, isn't it? Didn't you say it was seven?
2025.
That's the cemetery. I think it's 1085, but let me see if I got it here.
It was 10.
I think it's 1085.
Sorry, they're pretty equal, though, all the way.
They are, yeah.
Yes.
So we might drop off, but there's something else.
Right, and that's why some are low, so that these are all.
Sanitary is seven.
Consistent, so we're not.
Right.
So that everybody is fair, right.
So anything else on utilities, anybody? And we could bring this back, you know, we could bring it to the November meetings, if you revisit it then.
Yeah.
The final approval or.
Looking at that, it's all structured so that it avoids just what I was saying.
Yeah.
So it's pretty even.
The bottom line is pretty much even until 2025 when. Clear informs me we're going to do some more borrowing.
I think you have a good handle.
The action of the 5%, 0.5%, that we all know that's going to go away.
You have a good handle on the water, you know what that's at, and you know what the sanitary is. This one, storm, we need to look at the debt service and that, and think that through a little bit more, and make sure we know what it is we have to do. We can bring that back.
That needs to be addressed in December or before December or January.
In December.
Implementation, because you start that in December.
Right? We order the bills, the water bills for billing in early January. So in early January, we have to have what we're going to do.
And at this point, we've got a fixed rate, a fixed charge of $29.35 per month for each residential billing.
For everything.
Without plus volume, without using a drop of water at this point. For $30 a month. $10.85, $7.4, and $7.50 for next year.
Yeah.
It's about $30 a month.
Plus their fire protection of $3 $0.47 or whatever.
Okay,
it is.
So we're $33 roughly a month.
Is there any opportunity, which I guess I don't know or wouldn't ask, the typical homeowner with all these ongoing increases, any tips for, because we've got a better measuring system now, any tips for reducing your own water bill? You know, obviously, like those showers and washing your clothes, whatever, you know, the big.
We have a ton of that on our website.
Do we?
Yeah.
We do. And also in All About Alloway, we've got a whole portion on there.
That's good.
You know, at one point we had somebody in one night to do a presentation, and I'm not wondering if it's worth doing that again.
I mean, any little bit would help. I mean,
exactly.
Plus, then you maybe feel like you're correct, you're impacted or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and for stormwater and things, we've got a thing on rain gardens out there on the website, too.
Yeah.
So, I refer a lot of people there. Our Public Works website is quite a bit of info. Put a brick in your toilet if you've got an old toilet. Decreases water. There's a bunch of those kind of odd things in there.
Okay, anything else for the utilities? then there's only a few oddball ones that may occur if you go through like the bus and the town public absence.
You got balls.
Just the different ones that are out there. So.
Just coincidence, Clara.
All right, if we go to the public bus one, that's a pretty easy one. We just levy for what Green Bay charges us. So.
Page
40. Public bus service. So what we levy is the numbers we got from them, which is $2,000 more than last year. So. That is really, honestly, all there is to that done. If there's any questions on that.
I'm good.
All right. Compensated absences on the next page on 41. That's where we
this budget for everyone retiring and getting paid out. Last year, we budgeted $80,000, thinking, because we were negative at the end of 2011, we thought that would bring us into the positive. We're still in the negative at the end of 2012, so I still recommend budgeting the $80,000, because I project payouts in 2013 will be around $78,000. That's at the end of last year. We were $17,000 in the hole.
Okay.
So if we... we'll be a little bit more. We'll be at the end of 2013, we'll still be $22,000 in the hole. But if we... if people that are projected to retire, only those people retire in 2014, and we levy the 80, then we're positive by 18,000. So we'll get out of the hole, and if there's anything unforeseen, I guess we're breaking even again.
How many people are scheduled for this year? And on average,
in
when someone retires, what's the payout? Sure. What happened in
2013? In 2013, you had... or five people leave.
Five?
Mm-hmm. And their payouts, I guess, range from $2,000 to 20-some thousand.
We'll have one more yet this year.
And, yeah, and then there's, you're right, six, because there's one more. And I put that in the budget. So he's... And that's
so
in there, so there's six people.
It would be a higher one, too, right?
Yeah.
If the people who retire next year actually retire, we know what the payout is going to be, right?
It would be $36,000.
$36,000.
If those people retire.
And we have 80 in the budget, so it's 36 plus the 17 we're in the hole.
We'll be 22 in the hole at the end of this year.
Oh, 22 in the hole, 36.
So then I would project that we would be positive by 18,000.
Okay.
So you'd have a little cushion.
So we're on track to get positive without taking major hits, and it's more consistent.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What's the $2,000 payout? How does that work?
That payout, that was just someone that left that had been here.
Some vacation.
It wasn't even, it was just vacation.
Vacation.
They didn't get paid out sick. Okay. It was just a vacation payout.
So that might happen next year, too, where
yeah.
people leave who aren't necessarily
and
paid.
And then whatever vacation they had, yeah, it would just be that amount. So little things you can't really budget for.
Person we paid $20,000 to, can we ask for some of it back? It just seems like an awful lot of money.
That's not much. When I first started, some of the firefighters were getting 80 and
90,000. 18 seems a little bit high for me to have to be over.
To be positive fund balance of $18,000 in that fund?
If the average is, what, $10,000 or $12,000 or...
Mm.
Well, the ones
we'd have to have one or two, one and a half unexpected retirements.
He wasn't planning for it. He had some more time. He could have stuck around with you.
Which one, Larry?
Some probably could have, but
So I don't know if we knew last year at the time who was going to retire.
And that's the thing, you don't know exactly. We can estimate looking at age and thinking, well, maybe they'll retire, but. Like you said, maybe someone decides they're not going to, or someone that you didn't anticipate also says, I'm leaving, or I'm retiring, or whatever the case may be. So to have a little cushion in there is nice.
That's nice, and it gives you the ability to drop the levy in future years, because you do have people that have earned it, and you're going to pay it all.
You thinking $70,000, Steve?
Yeah, like I said before, to me, the best budgeting is to try to be as accurate as possible.
It is. And given when you budgeted for the $80,000 last year, you thought that would put you in the positive at the end of this year, and you're further in the hole this year. That's just my only thing.
But there's only so much that can happen, and it's got to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many people can retire unexpectedly.
Well, it gets good.
And I say leave it at the $80,000. Yeah. I mean, just because... if at some point we do start running a surplus, then we can ratchet it back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about look a lot better.
I'm not talking about a big surplus, but you know, once we get $5,000-$10,000 ahead, we can cut back our assessment.
I don't know, I just feel like having 1 year in the positive,
a new
and you've had 3 years, I didn't go back further than 2000, you've had at least 3 years negative, so I just hate to bring it back when you keep budgeting to be in the positive. And I know in 2012 with the whole consolidation, that probably had a big impact, but...
Because we would have had the donor that came out of here, the $100,000, was about $100,000 that we paid out to Green Bay for the sick leave that was left.
That's where it should have come out of.
So, you know, that was a huge hit that wouldn't normally be there. But I don't know if it came out of the compensated reserves or not, or if it was somewhere else.
All I can say is it should have come out of there. I don't know if it did. So it's up to you. Leave it, change it.
I would leave it. Yeah. I would leave it.
Okay. And I'll leave that one.
Paul and Ray, do you have an opinion at all, or Lynn?
I said leave it.
Yeah.
Leave it.
All right. I said change it.
Well. Can't win everyone, Steve.
Why isn't this a fee film?
This year, a lot easier. We can do it next year, maybe.
Right, exactly. When I know.
Yeah, that's true too.
When we have the
more flexibility, it's true.
All right, I guess that leaves.
Any more eyeballs?
Debt service.
That's where we're supposed to be.
That's another easy one. The green tab, page 42.
Well, if we extend our debt ceiling, we'll just not pay them. Zero all out.
We're done here.
Debt service, that's the schedule that just got passed around. I did that for the general fund debt. So we levy exactly what we project paying principal and interest next year. So that's a pretty easy one. It went down a little bit because of that refinancing. The principal and interest went down a little.
I suspect that we're proactively looking at refinancing opportunities because that can save us quite a bit of money.
It looks like.
And the rates are still pretty stable.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we just refinanced.
It saved us quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there debt we can refinance?
Do we have any others?
When it bottomed out, I thought we were pretty aggressive in trying to refinance. As long as they aren't student loans, we can do that.
We refinanced in 2006. We have the 2011 debt. I don't have the rate that one's at, but it was, if it was taken out in 2011, it's got to be a good rate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the one in 2012, so...
Probably don't have a lot of...
I don't think there's really any opportunity. Yeah, I wish I had the rates on here. But the 2004 one...
We had something.
That's done after this unit was already refinanced, so...
Well, we were too diligent in 2001.
Yeah. But we're going to pay in 2015. Well, that's for 2006 that we're paying.
Okay, there's no more oddball ones, right?
Not on this list.
Does anybody have anything else that we didn't hit that we need to visit, or anything that you want to revisit that we need to get some more answers for?
I have a question for Craig. On the street reconstruction that we settled on, the estimated construction cost is $3.75 million. Were we thinking that would be what we've gone for?
Yeah.
3.75?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go over the proposals for the debt, for the coordination of that shortly.
All right.
And I think that's the number I'm going to use, at least the preliminary number.
Okay.
We're going to zero in on it a little bit more in the next 6 weeks to try to nail it down to a little more accurate number, but I think that's a good number.
All right. So I guess my idea would be to try to pay for some of that without having to borrow. I'm not suggestion that we have to go to zero. I'm not in favor of going above zero, but I think if we can, if we have the opportunity to pay for some of that out of our budget now, even though the life of a street reconstruction project is, you know, quite a bit longer, but maybe we put 100, 150, 200,000 on that instead of borrowing.
I mean, my thinking was the same as yours.
Yeah.
But if we look at what we talked about before, that we have essentially with the changes we kind of made at the last budget meeting, we have about 275,000 to spend to get to zero.
Is that after Brad's project?
No, before. No, that's before Brad.
Before Brad's, yeah.
That's just with the changes we made, like with the purchase of the squad car.
Right.
That put 50 grand back into the budget.
And I did just put that into a spreadsheet. So just those changes on the top portion, then we're at, over last year, negative 4.04% and $253,000 under.
Oh,
under zero?
At zero.
But then if we look at Brad's 100 for the East River Trail, which we got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the 70-81 for the Babe Ruth Field. We talked about the sidewalks at 10 grand. The tennis courts at 12. Craig needs 4 grand more for Tubby.
I did put that in that number I just gave you.
What?
I put the 4,000 in.
Tubby's
well,
20,000.
Yeah, I put the 4,000 in.
So the 4 grand's have been on a Brad stuff. So.
Sorry,
none of Brad's capital is in, is it?
Correct.
No.
But I did put that 4,000 in because it wasn't like our capital thing.
All my numbers are screwed up.
I'm sorry.
Takes you to 120.
Yeah.
But the idea is to try to take care of as many projects that we can and then dedicate the rest to not borrowing so much. You're thinking of ending up at zero, right?
Yeah. Or maybe even just slightly under, but I mean, if we give Brad his 100 grand for the East River Trail, the 70-81 of the baseball field, the 10 grand for the sidewalks, 12 grand for the tennis courts, and then that should give us 130 something we could get to Craig for streets and street maintenance and repair and reconstruction.
If we add in all those, we have 75,279 left to get to zero.
After we add in what?
The 100,000, 12,000, 7,000,
We had 250 to start out with, right?
250. We had 203,840 originally. Then all these changes up here.
Right.
Then plus the 4,000 leaves us with 253,818 under.
And then minus 100 is 153.
Minus, and then the 12 for tennis courts, 7 for Babe Ruth.
Yeah. 134.
And the 10,000.
124. I'm at 124. It's in my head for streets. I outsmart spreadsheets all the time. Calculate faster, more accurately.
Well, thanks for that.
At least in my head.
Grandmaster.
Grandmaster.
I had to take off my shoes.
You're right. Give me a 125, right?
125, 257
would
be left. Yeah. 125, 257. Right?
Yeah.
Is what's left. Doing everything, doing the 100,000, doing the 12, 10, the 7,000, and everything that's on the top of here.
Yes.
Okay, so 125, 257, which would bring us to zero.
And Craig's anticipating that if we borrow 3.75 million, that we will have money left over in time to tackle some of those other projects.
Yeah.
Two out of
we're somewhat over budgeting for those
right.
projects.
That's
with a contingency of some kind.
Right.
And it looks like pavement is going down in cost. Blacktop.
Yeah.
Maybe we put 100,000, reduce our borrowing. 3.65.
My thought.
What do you think of that?
My thought, or my thinking was, you borrow the full amount
and do more projects,
and then we get to those add-on options.
Yeah.
I think you thought that maybe
all four of them.
Well, I don't know if we'll ever get there, because you thought that you might be able to come up with a couple hundred. Maybe 300,000.
He said 300.
But then you need another 300 roughly to do all of those options.
And we would have only 125.
Right.
Well, it depends how good they come in. Maybe you can do two of the. I mean, Ducharme definitely can get done with what we put in there, because that's only $50,000.
That was $50,000.
As we're going through.
$50. Let's do it.
This much.
That's what I was thinking, Randy, is let's just try to do more roads.
Yeah, me too.
And try to knock off as many out of that list of four as we can.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
We can borrow the full amount, and hopefully we get fantastic prices. And if we kick, what are you thinking, $100,000?
$100,000.
Yeah.
If we.
Well, I would prefer to take it off of borrowing. It seems like the consensus is we borrow 3.75 and we.
Do as much as we can.
The rates are great, and we've got to do the work. Eventually, we've got to work through the work sometime. And let's do the work. And keep the ball rolling and getting it done.
Well, because the prices are open. At some point, the market's going to rebound.
The rates and the labor.
We aren't going to get good rates anymore. Right. Well, that's not going to be in the immediate future. About 5-6 years from now.
Yeah. But we've got a lot of
store.
Got a lot of stuff to repair still.
The thing is that we have so many needs, whether it's an underground utility or a street pavement, we have so many needs. If we have a little extra money, I'd rather do another street. I'd rather do another, because we certainly have the needs. Once we do this, and if we do that water main, if we get a 1.9% interest rate to do some water main, we won't be doing anything more until the Riverside job is done. We're not going to be tackling anything more. I mean, this 3.75 million, plus if we do some water main repairs, that's the extent of what we're going to do for about a good 4 years or so.
So then what do you think about leaving it up to Public Works to decide at that point?
That's fine.
Where we go based on how the bid price is coming in?
We'll approach it like we have in the past. Those four alternates are all going to be bid items.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Add-on bid items. So we'll have the prices.
We're going to be able to knock out at least two of them between what you can save and what we're trying to dedicate to those extras. Two of them have to be done.
I would think so.
And before too long, we'll be far enough along in Huffman Road, we'll have a real accurate cost. There might be a couple of things that are going to go down in cost on that, so that might get us to three streets out of the four. That's a possibility. I don't want to count on it yet, but it's starting to look that way, so that might allow us to do a little more.
Well, we should be around three right now. If you save the $300,000 on your other projects, you said you thought you could do two out of the four.
So we might be close to four.
And then the 125 we're going to dedicate to it, that should be another street. So we should be at three out of the four if things go as planned.
Well, it'll be two or three. On ones that otherwise probably, well, I suspect he'd save enough on his own to maybe do at least one.
Craig, I've forgotten. If you don't get to an alternate, does it go, where does it go, to the next phase? Is it the first in the next phase then?
Depends what's worse at the time.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Or the size.
But the reason that it's an alternate is it's worse than the first streets in the next phase.
Okay. Well, and part of the reason these are alternates is because I can't put an alternate in for another major street for reconstruction. St. Joseph over here would be the next priority, but I can't put it in there because it's too much money.
Yeah.
But these need to be done, and we can afford to add these on in increments.
This is such an amazing process. What was it, 2 years ago when we were having a much uglier discussion? You know, I mean, that was the year we had to put the fire protection charges in.
Yes.
Because
we didn't have any choice.
But like I said at the beginning, we're going to have some ugly discussions coming in the next few years because
some of us won't be too less of it.
Right? It's not because this isn't going to last forever.
No,
there's just no way that this can.
Well, that's why I think that this kind of approach is very responsible. I think we do well by the taxpayers to have basically a 0% increase. but we're being good stewards of the money by taking, in Public Works case, 100 or 125,000 that we can, because we need to do the work we know, right. And we don't have to borrow for it. I mean, I think that's very responsible. We could look like political heroes by saying our budget's, you know, way to go, you know, Brown County and Green Bay, but we're, you know, minus 4%. You know, we just didn't hold the line. You know, but
then we still have huge road projects.
Yeah, that's not being, you know, a good steward of the money either.
It's not passing down to the next group of people that have to deal with it.
I think that kind of approach is very rational.
And all I'm saying, Randy, is that even that approach isn't going to be as viable an option in a few years when there's just nowhere to trim and if expenses keep going up.
No, I mean,
revenue is flat or declining.
We might be back to a very ugly conversation next year, depending on how everything happens and what the state gives us or they don't give us.
I wouldn't doubt it. So. Doesn't take away with what the staff did, though. I think they made it pretty easy, mm-hmm. and they were responsible.
This is the easiest by the next year.
It's the only one I've ever seen, you know, because usually we're fighting to get it down from 3 or 4%.
We start up
down to 0 to 1. Yeah.
We had the flip chart out more than once, trying to all the projects.
Yeah.
The
so
do we have? Do we have anything to go forward with, Paul? Do you want to?
We've got that page 29 item to.
Page 29.
That sounds very mysterious. We have the page 29 item.
Are we pretty convinced we don't want to touch the hydrant rental at all? No, what? No, we're not convinced.
I don't think we need to, do we? No.
No, we don't need to.
No.
But we might not have the option to down the road.
Yeah.
Unless Dennis says we can do a...
Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
I mean, at least
it begs discussion. You know, I mean, we could come up with what, another $260,000 that could go to build more streets, and we don't have to borrow a penny.
On the water bill.
I know. I brought it up just for discussion.
I'm not in favor of it.
At this juncture at all.
I brought it up in the pre-budget meeting with Tracy and everyone just for discussions. I think this is the wrong time to do it. I'd rather take my chances that legislators are going to be reasonable about it, and if they end the program, they will give you some sort of grace period. And they won't punish you for not having done it if you haven't already.
Did you really put legislatures reasonable in the same sentence?
Well, I think, you know, that's just, you know, we might want to talk to our state legislator. I mean, that's just... That violates, I think, our home rule. You know, I mean, we're one of the very few communities who haven't done it full bore anyway. You know, and if we ever reach a crisis in our budget where we got a $200,000 gap we have to cover, and we're looking at significant tax increases or significant cuts in service, and we don't have that option available to us, once again, we're one of the very few around here who didn't put it all on the water bill already. Just seems wrong to me. I mean, why should we be penalized because we tried to hold it back as long as we could?
Someone said about the... If we passed the resolution, though, before...
I'd have to look into it more, but what I was saying is with the changes that came this year, effective July 1st, a question came out from a different municipality.
Oh, right.
We made one of those restricted changes, but we passed a resolution prior to July 1. So they were exempt from having to take the...
So hopefully there'll be enough signs pointing in that direction that will give us time to pass something that would allow us to do it in the subsequent fiscal year.
Before.
All right. Sorry, Paul. Page 29.
That's
the wages.
The wages
for the park.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in right now.
It's 7G.
That's not about the disc golf and the server.
Yeah.
So it's at 20.
And what was that? 7 grand. So 3,500 be 10.
It's quick.
Not as good as you, Grandmaster. You got your calculator out too, Randy.
No, I was just checking the score of the game.
Red Sox 6, St. Louis nothing. No, it's not done yet.
No, it's done now.
You're saying 6%?
That should be getting pretty close.
If we're going to pay in the person $43,000, the equivalent of $43,000 a year for an hourly position.
I'm with you. I have a philosophical issue with that.
So you're raising both?
Well,
you know, pushing one down isn't the answer either, you know.
Well, I mean, if she's asking for this, it just means another year.
You do 10 and 10?
That's what Randy was getting at, I think, right? You do 10. I mean, we can't bind future boards.
I don't know.
Boards,
I'm just saying there will be another year that Brad will be hearing about it, I'm sure, and then it'll come up again next year. I don't know. I guess I haven't really been.
Well, average like 2%.
Let's do 10 and growth. Do 10 with the intention that we're going to try to do 10 the next year. And giving someone a 20% raise is a lot, and it's going to
really
it's going to cause some discontent amongst those who, and you will see requests for some more substantial adjustments. But
you know, I remember last year there was a good hike as well. You know, but I did. In this day and age, I just kind of hard to give somebody a 20% pay increase. You know, when most people are getting 2-3%, I mean,
you know,
a lot of people are getting zero
after a year
and zero.
Even with
well, you know, we also haven't talked about at all is Brad's salary. And I know he got a bit of a bump, but I don't think Brad is overpaid either.
Mm-hmm. No,
and I think the reason that he's not saying anything is because he's going to bat for.
Yeah, that's true. He was budgeted at the 2%. He is comparably on the low end.
Yeah, but
and he didn't put anything in for himself.
No, but I suspect we're going to be looking at it all again at the same time that we like we did historically. We know we have a pool.
Right.
I mean, just because we're approving a 2% built into the budget doesn't mean everybody gets 2%.
Yeah, but hopefully we structure a system where there aren't too many zeros and ones. The more that we go down the road, that we have the right people in the right spot and they're performing at least at acceptable standards and are going to get a...
We still have that performance pool that we didn't address this year.
The 2%?
We have money left in that.
Oh, you probably do have some money.
From this year?
That we budgeted last year for this year.
Yeah, I bet you there's some left in there.
So what you think?
I don't remember that. What?
Jenny started.
Go ahead, and then we'll get back to this.
Jenny started at 34. A 2% increase at 6 months. And then
2012 couldn't have been her.
She didn't get in.
And then January 1 of this year went up to 1380 biweekly, which was 35880.
Sorry, no, she's at 35880. So
yes.
You have to take 10% on that.
Right. See you, Craig. Thank you.
Hi, Craig.
Good job, Craig.
That would be a salary of $39,468. It might be a mental thing to hit $40,000 to increase it.
It is a mental thing.
Yeah, so increase it by $500, get it to $40,000.
Which would be 10 points.
So $39,999 would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're only doing that when it's a sale.
Yeah. You're selling cars.
I get it.
Paul, what? There's money in the performance pool because folks left. Is that what you're saying?
No, last year we allocated a certain amount.
A percentage.
Oh, and then when we added up the,
like across the board,
three and one and two, then it just we just had money left over. I forgot that. How much is in there? Do we know?
You'd have to. So I think that would have to.
14,000, isn't it? If I remember when we went down through the. the performance.
We have a lot. Does that
the performance.
A lot of lower pen.
Yeah.
3% and a lot of.
6-0.
Highly paid folks who are getting 1%? Isn't that how it has to work out?
6-0.
Or we just get a lot of people to go to.
No,
you have two for everyone. Either the
what?
Higher paid folks are the ones not getting the big rate, the big percent, or you've got a lot of people below 2%.
Here's my refresh.
I don't know how to get back to where I was.
Tracy, you had a sheet at one time that told us of all the percentages. Were there a lot of them that were below 2? Is that why we had money left over?
Didn't see that. I don't know if that's the...
Was it the folks that were making more that were below? I mean, there's only a couple of explanations as to why you do below 7. You have money left over. So if someone leaves, does that stay in the doesn't stay in the pool?
No.
Does it go? Where does that money go? It's allocated to salary.
Well, of course not, right?
Salary
you get to see, you get to see the light.
After we pay out their vacation, then where's the?
Wait, what do you mean? Like when someone leaves, where does their vacation time go?
No, where does the money go that
their
we've allocated
salary.
To pay them? Their salary.
Nobody.
Oh,
the,
like yes, then if
time.
We budgeted someone and no one's paid, then it's just you're under expense in the budget and it just goes into fund balance.
Fund balance, yes. Okay. So if someone leaves, the money that's in this merit pool goes basically for them goes into the general fund. It doesn't stay in a merit pool.
And not unless you would designate it for that purpose.
So the only way money stays
I
in the merit pool is if
that.
You don't hit the dollar equivalent of 2% across the board, right? And that's what we did last year. We didn't hit that dollar, or for this year.
I'm confused by this merit pool.
She's asking what the merit pool is.
Yeah.
Well
it's not really a pool. You're not going to see it because it was budgeted probably straight across the board of 2%.
Okay.
So then their salaries aren't going to come up to what we had budgeted.
Right.
So whatever's left from
didn't
all those salaries would be the merit pool.
This
last year
we talked about the timing of the evaluations.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was
right, Tracy?
No.
Didn't we talk about the evaluations being done in August or something so that we could... So that during budget time, we knew what the person's increase should be, so we could put that dollar amount in the budget so that we would never have excess
so we
revenue.
Would know what the amount
That's
be.
One thing we should talk about for this year. If we do performance evaluations in August or something, then we would know, and then going into budget time now, we could say so-and-so deserves 3%, so-and-so deserves 1%, so-and-so deserves 0%. We'd know exactly how much money we need to put in the budget for merit raises. Instead of saying, let's start at 2% across the board, and then we might or might not hit
and create a pot, and then we'll figure it out later.
And then we'll figure it out, because we're never going to hit that pot.
Yeah, but the problem is that if we don't do performance evaluations till August, then when do the raises kick in?
January.
The next January.
Yeah, but then what do we do for January 1?
We'd do it now to start in January 14.
And then August,
you just have
September,
a performance evaluation
8 months
later.
Yeah.
So we can budget
okay.
for it.
Yeah.
Well,
that,
do two in a year.
That makes sense.
So do evals in December to see what they're going to get starting January 1, 2014. Or is it something like last year they were done in like March and then retro to be calculated?
The date was April 10th was the closed session.
Okay.
For the
so
raises.
We did it retro. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ideally,
that's a bad way to do
it.
It looks to me like the projected total that we gave out for increases last year was $34,795. The budgeted total was
$41,989.
So what does that equate to?
$7,000
maybe left.
We need to do performance evaluations right after the first of the year, so there's not a huge wreck.
The first of the year.
Well, that would be even better, yeah. If they were done by January 1st.
Places usually do them 2-3 months before the end of their fiscal year so that they hit
But for this, yeah, for this year, if we can do that in December yet or November, that would be very nice. But I still like the idea of doing them even earlier so that we have them all done by the time we start the budget process.
A good goal to always do them in August.
So I think we should have a closed session to determine what we do, because that's still in our 2013 budget.
The $6,000?
That residual, is still
so
there.
So
can we carry that forward?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should. I think that we should. Pay for the performance of 2013.
Like a bonus?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what we talked about doing.
That's right. We did talk about doing that.
Yeah.
But having something at the end of the year.
And we've got some outstanding performances, I think.
I agree with Walt. I think that's a brilliant idea.
I forgot we talked about that. Yeah, sort of an end
what
of the year.
Better reward merit than some kind of a bonus.
Maybe what we could do is by next Tuesday, could we confirm what's still available? Do we have time on Tuesday for a closed session?
There is a closed session scheduled after the meeting.
Okay.
And we need to discuss whether
so far.
What do we have on,
so
what do we have on so far for special session?
Whether there should be a closed session.
A closed session.
Right.
I wanted to ask you about closed session and what you want to do with the real estate proposals.
Yes, right.
I talked to Dennis.
That's right.
And you can either do it in open session if you feel comfortable with it,
right,
or you could put it in closed session and do it in closed session. So that's a question on that, if you want to do that in closed or open session.
Personally, I'd rather do it in closed because it's contract.
Okay, so we can do that. So that would be in closed session.
Okay.
There's some stuff with me in closed session, and then if you wanted to do this, you could do this in closed.
What about board size reconsideration?
That would be open.
That would be open.
Yeah,
and that's on there and open right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that one should be open.
And the real estate thing will come out in open as well.
Well, after
we'll
after
go, after.
Right, right.
And then we could put it, if you want to do something after.
Have we ever talked about just giving bonuses instead of giving merit?
We really did. I mean, it was in the minutes and stuff when we did approve it, but I don't think it's out there too much.
Well,
I don't know if W has a minute.
I haven't floated that balloon yet because AM's gone. We can maybe put that on as closed session as part of the discussion.
They held
the realtor.
They held that.
Say that again.
She's got information about that.
About what?
Randy was going to talk to Ann about the same thing I talked to you about with
the transfer.
Oh, yeah.
No interest? Okay. Never mind.
Well,
it has to
maybe
do with his insurance stuff. It's not feasible.
Okay. Well, let's not drop it yet.
Okay, we'll double check these numbers and then we'll put that on the closed session also.
That makes sense.
We should talk about this concept of bonuses and whether, even if we go to a system where we know exactly what we're going to get for merit raises at budget time, because we've done the performance evaluations in August or September, we should talk about whether or not every year we have a pot of money during budget time that we set aside for merit raises. Or someone might have performed really well, they're going to get rewarded for that year, the next year, by getting a base rate increase. But what if we had a bit of money set aside for bonuses as well?
I had in my mind just the thinking when we were discussing this, and we established that there was 41,000. Was that used like a 2% figure across the board and applied it to the total of gross wages? My thinking was, we had these department heads and some of the salary employees that went year after year
with
zero or next to zero.
Yeah.
And the then union contracts dictated a raise of something every year, So they were in positive territory every year, if I remember right. Even mm-hmm. if it was just 1%, they were still in the raises. So I would view that this money would be available for those, you know, those department heads and the employees that went a couple years at least without seeing much, and they stuck it out and they did their job, and you got Debbie who had election after election after election. You know,
really
to
good at it now.
And that's sort of what I was thinking. It would be sort of like an extra pot of money for bonuses, but for people who not only served well that previous year, but have gone for many years without any sort of recognition.
That's what I would see, and we've got several people here that come to work every day. You know, even if they didn't 2 years ago get recognized for what they did.
Mm-hmm. But this year we kind of fell into this concept,
right?
Because we had some left over, which
right.
is a great question, Paul. You know, but you're right, if we do it the way you want to next year, which makes a lot of sense, I mean, mm-hmm. go into budget, know exactly what the raises are, mm-hmm. you can budget exactly what the raises are. Yeah, in that event, you'd have to build a special contingency fund for bonus or other kinds of employee, you know, recognition, yeah.
But you'd know that, too.
Yeah.
You'd know that right away.
Yeah, cost that you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because depending on who or how many people you want to recognize, we don't have a lot here.
We don't have a what?
A heck of a lot of money there. I mean, I don't know how many people we're talking about, you know, per person.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's anyone who's expecting it all to be made up at once, but I think we need to start.
Why?
Even if it's spread out by, you know, amongst two or three people, that's still a couple $1,000 a person.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even part of it could be used for some kind of a staff, you know, thing in total, you know, some kind of a luncheon or something. And some people get more. But yeah, I don't envision it's going to be too widespread. I mean, because you're right, you've got $7,000 to work with.
Yeah.
There are some people that probably should be recognized. But
yeah.
But in the future, we'll have to set that dollar amount of what we think is reasonable.
All right, so,
yeah.
Jenny?
Yeah, what do you want to do with Jenny then in this year?
I'm proposing
just throw something out here. She's at 35,880 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we went 3,000 this year, that would put her at 38,880. Another three is 42,000. I'm not committing that other three, but I'm.
What's
I'm
the other three next year or the bonus pool?
No, it would be the following year.
Mm-hmm. So 14 would be three or whatever you just said, and then
three.
15 look at
what percent
would be three, so.
Yeah, if we did 3,000, then we're at less than the 10%.
We're at less than 10%.
I mean, because if we did, like I was saying, if we did the 10%, that's 39,468. And then there's really that mental thing might just make her satisfied to hit that $40,000 mark, for whatever percent that would be.
Just over 10.
10 it out is
10.42.
Oops, I'm sorry, Ray. I'm proposing 10 with the intention of doing 10 next year if things go well. But the mental thing, I
don't know.
39 and change. 30, almost 40 is just as good as 40. I mean, and
I just think it's
no,
kind of
it's
an
nice
ego
to go up
with that number. I make at least.
Why do you think Earl Shive does cars for
99? 39.99.
I know.
But
I don't know.
Well, I'd be okay with the 40. I mean, it's a little bit, slightly over 10. I'm okay with that. 20% is way out of line.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm making no commitments for next year. You know, I think then we can't really because you know, but we'll look at it next year and figure out. You know, I mean, that's a good bump. That's a very sizable bump in the municipal budget.
Yeah, it's a commitment to her.
And it seems that she hired on a little bit low, and she had her eyes open when she did. So don't grumble too much. I mean, you had your eyes open.
What about the 2% raise?
Then there wouldn't be a 2%.
There wouldn't be no
2%
raise. Okay.
Yeah. what we set it at, right? That would
but if I got this right, if it's 10%, wouldn't that be 3,500?
Yeah,
that would only be 38-something.
Not since you said
35,880
times 1.1. Oh, I'm just looking at the budget number, and that budget number is incorrect.
Yeah, no, that, I don't know why. She isn't at, if she's at 35,880, I don't know where that 35,027 is from.
So what would get us to 40? Still 10?
10%
and a hair.
Whatever percent.
Yeah,
10 and a hair.
Well, and part of my motivation is I agree with the 40 thing. That's a hair over 10.
Yeah.
But she apparently is very valuable to Brad.
Yes.
And we already know there's some measure of disgruntlement there. And hopefully this will take care of that, and she'll continue to be a good, you know, right hand to Brad. I mean, because otherwise, if people leave, that's a disruption, and they got to find somebody new. And then if you got to find somebody new, they may demand, just like the most recent one, they're going to demand a higher rate. You know, so you're going to wind up being in the same boat anyway.
Okay. So well, she's been able to expand programs, and she's done some neat things with that and taken over some of the leadership with the teachers and been able to do some of the things, too. Much more than that position used to be when it was filled prior.
I'm not disputing her performance. I'm just saying that we shouldn't have to do these nicety psychological things with difference in 39.5 and 40,000. We should have a climate around here. We should have a climate around here where this raise is a recognition of good work, and we're not sort of nitpicking on whether or not it's over the $40,000 or under the $40,000 mark by $150.
Well, if you had some productivity measures.
Pardon?
If you had some productivity measures.
Well, I think we do.
Well, like Len says, more programs. So what do we have? I don't know, two programs or 15 or 20 with another 500 participants?
I don't have solid numbers.
No, I know, but I'm saying would be nice to have a basis,
you know,
to back it up.
Does.
Somebody sees you and says, I see you just gave a 20% increase.
Yeah.
On what basis?
Okay, we're not doing 20.
Well.
So what is the consensus?
Well, I think the proposal is 40.
Okay, so
with the intention of looking at it again next year to see if there's room for more. We obviously can't.
Then that extra money, are we going to put into the streets?
Yeah, so if we
just drop it in the streets?
I guess that's where I'm trying to go.
If we get zero, that would be $2,000.
Yeah. So if we go from 42 to 40, that $2,000.
What about the merit?
I wouldn't mind being 10 grand less than we spent last year.
Well, we've got 25,000 left.
In what?
In the wage?
We went 100. We went 100 to
instead of 125.
Not 125.
Oh, I thought it was the whole balance and let Craig figure out how much
he
can get done with it.
That's what I thought, 125,257.
That's what I wrote down to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had
100.
All right. So do you want
100?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, 15. Then you got your 10.
Oh, no, I just
got your 10 for what?
Okay.
What do you want 10 for?
Well, I was just thinking it'd be nice to actually spend less, you know, by some significant mark.
Oh, under the zero, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We have a negative number.
I think so.
I think 10 grand's a good number.
So
it's psychologically.
Am I the only one that thinks that? I mean, I know.
I'm saying 10. No, I agree with you.
I do.
It's not much, but it makes a difference.
We should have a
nice theory, Darwin.
Have a collegial enough understanding that we don't have to do those things.
Okay, so the street
Freud.
Alternates are at
I understand the logic.
The street
the hierarchy of needs is down here.
I have no idea.
So that's exactly right.
So we have consensus. Debbie needs some consensus. 10 grand, you comfortable? No, I was saying we keep 25.
Okay,
so we hold 25 back. So we would go 100,000 to streets and Brad's list. And we should still be at
25,257 left plus the 2,000.
Plus 2,000.
Here's a question for you.
Right. So we're 27,257, right?
Why?
27,250.
So we can publish that we're below. Is that why are we doing this?
It's a psychological thing.
I understand. I don't know anything about psychology. Don't bother me with that stuff.
No, it's stewardship.
Can we? Shouldn't we? should.
What?
I mean, spend more than last year.
Yeah.
Spend more. I know we're not proposing spending more than last year.
Right.
We're proposing going from zero to like 0.001% below that.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why.
Psychological.
For what? What are we talking about? I don't.
The residents.
So that we can publish in the newspaper that we're below.
Like the county did.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I just...
That's one of our scorecards, right? That's a scorecard.
No, I think it must be their projected.
Yeah, that's just the executive budget. That's why they haven't
had anything.
But the city of Green Bay is way, they're way under. They're way under zero.
So we can only do one street.
And the school district's under zero, too.
Well, Craig's going to try to take care of two. So we should be able to still do the third one with the $100,000.
How about 15, Paul?
15,000?
Mm-hmm. What difference does it make?
17.5.
14.
Have like in the 25.
Claire, we have contingency already established.
That contingency fund that I see, I don't know.
Have any money in?
No, there's the same amount in it. I guess.
Julie always recommended contingency amount.
Yeah, we still
Where
have it,
that?
Same amount as last year. So the contingency is, right, it's still there the same amount. Contingency, 15,000, yeah.
How much?
15,000.
Contingency?
Yeah. Same as last year.
Which page is that on?
Page 8.
We continue to grow our fund balance, so.
Okay. So if we go 100,000, then we have 27,250 below. What? Below zero.
Yeah, below last year's.
Below last year's, yeah. So.
Well, how do we end up with the bonuses? I mean, that's this year's money. We don't have to deal with that right now.
We just didn't spend it off the pot.
But do we want to put some money aside for next year's?
For 2014
bonuses? Yeah,
we could just put something aside for that.
100 streets, 10 for...
Salary contingency or whatever you want to call it.
Still leave a little bit.
And then
that, what does that leave us with then?
That would leave you
17,250. Psychologically, that's a really good number.
I've seen surveys that have been
higher.
It's like nine cents per house. So.
About, yeah.
Putting 10,000 of that 27,000 into salary contingency, if you want to call it that, or bonus, or whatever you want to call it. So then we're at 17,250, less than this year's. 100,000 still goes to roads, we still get all the capital ones that Brad had, and then we get all the stuff on the top of that sheet that we talked about last time. Correct? Is that right, Clara? Number wise?
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking at something, and I think it's because
the president's
going to
make a speech.
It looks like he's going out.
Oh, okay.
I'm naming.
That's why. How do I get it to take that from some computer aid?
Oh. Now watch, you're going to press the magic button, and the whole thing's going to go disappear.
Yeah.
Oops, wrong one. Yeah,
yeah, we just missed a $120,000 expense.
Well, it's 6281.
By the way, their garage is on fire.
It's going to be under no matter what. I just want to get an exact number here.
They win?
Not yet. Okay, you text them.
We still lost them. We
still have the game or just outside
the bar in Fenway?
Oh, nice.
Between tonight and the 26th.
Yes.
And to revisit anything.
Yeah.
So if Clara doesn't have the right on numbers, we're
still
fine.
Yeah.
We could just revise.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should put the documents together and get out to everybody so you guys can look at it again, make sure you're comfortable with it, like that. Maybe that summary sheet that you put together for publishing. We can get that out to everybody ahead of time and have them take a look at it.
It's like the seventh inning.
That gives you enough information to look at that.
Let's do that, because I type this in, it keeps changing that in some computer.
It's going to be about midterm time.
There's a 2%
studying.
Yeah. like he would have done.
You would have. You'd pulled funding if you were studying.
If this performance thing applies with 10,000, then that would be for next year's. That's the next year pool.
Mm-hmm.
F-O-R.
We're going to be budgeting for that now, yeah.
Oh, but then we can utilize that money in, say, December to figure out what we're going to award in January.
Mm. Or you could do it in December, actually.
Of this December?
No, of this year.
Oh, right.
Because the bonuses we got are coming out of this year's budget.
Correct.
So if we put this 10 grand in, we'll be talking next December about who we want to award that to or how we want to award it for January.
That's how I would view it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So for the 7,000 that we think we have, could we get a could we look into that and make sure that is still available?
Yeah, I will double check my spreadsheet and make sure that that is what it is. I'll double check on my meeting on that, and then we'll talk about it at our closed session next Tuesday night.
Can we put a closed session item on then?
The balance we had for this year from not giving enough that pool out, if someone left, doesn't that money go into the general fund and it's not available in the merit pool? Isn't that what you told me before?
Like you're saying, for example, Julie left.
Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to get around what you're saying. So she left, no one was in the position, so technically that salary account had nothing going into it. And it's under budget.
It would go in the general fund after the year was over, but not yet. It's still there yet.
Okay.
And then I guess there's other considerations, like accounting assistance came in, and was that more or less than what her salary would have been? So
yeah.
Where that's going to end up.
This just comes from,
It wasn't designated to anyone. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
And we didn't spend the pool.
Right.
So I remember it was a specific dollar amount.
Wait a minute, I'm back now. But we still might have designated raises for someone, right? So we're going to give someone a 2% raise out of this pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
merit pool. And they left after 6 months. We still have money that we were supposed to spend on them that's now available.
Well, unless we paid it to somebody else.
Should revert to the pool.
Right, so we might have more money in that pool than we think we...
Not if you pay a new person more.
Pay them more.
Right.
You
may have less than.
But we might.
You lose your gain. Then we take it out of the pool.
Yeah, you lose your gain.
Also, there were probably some gaps in there when some of the positions weren't occupied.
That is eight.
Right, and there would be 2% of the person's monthly salary that they're not picking out of that.
Paid some overtime or paid some.
That's why it's called a budget.
April 10th.
I was a budgeting number. It's just like anything else.
But when it comes time to award these things, what I'm saying is that we might have more money in there, or I guess less. I don't know. We might not have the same amount of dollars in there that we think we do. Right?
Well, it doesn't really exist, Steve.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have a fund that's merit increase and what.
It's not like segregated in any way. In the budget, it was related to wages straight across the board at 2%.
At each position, so your $16, $25 an hour, your
$25. So, okay, then we go into the discussion about bonuses with very few parameters then?
Yeah.
Because it's just sort of thrown into a
pool. I think it's an easy enough mathematical calculation to figure out of the pool, here is what we awarded in merit raises, 1, 2, 3%, and then sum total that, and you can figure out what the gap is between that and the mm-hmm. and what we authorized. Where it gets murky is what you were suggesting.
Yeah.
Well, somebody left. Now they didn't use their full 2%. We should add that back in, but then we had to hire an accountant to backfill.
Right.
I mean, it's really. I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't be done.
But it wouldn't be worth the effort, I don't think.
There could be a little more. There could be a little less.
But
it would be a lot of work to figure out.
But we know if we had all the increases, we know we didn't get to by $7,000 or so. We didn't get to the end.
But we're also going to have some sticky conversations when it comes time to award bonuses, because we have more people who deserve the bonuses than we're going to have money for the bonuses. We just talked about that before. How are you going to spread it? When we're limiting ourselves by the $6,000 that was in there at the beginning of the year because we didn't give out.
We should be very grateful we have the $6,000.
I think we should not limit ourselves by $6,000 because there's more money in there. Bonus money in there, or more salary increase money in there than we think there is.
The only thing you could do is take all the wages, add them up, actual, versus what we budgeted, and there you would see what was left.
So, an alternative to that is not do all the work of really calculating how much is in there as a result of people leaving, but not limit ourselves to the $6,438 that we know was in there because of that gap.
So where do you think we should get it then?
Well, it's in there, right? I mean, it's
the 6,000.
We've already budgeted for it.
The court.
Take down the court.
That's what we discussed.
$10 court. How is the 6,000 in there any more real than the other money?
Because you can get at that number as a reality number. You can do just
money
exactly
is no more
what
real.
I mean,
it's not like there's a stack of money sitting somewhere in a safe that's exactly the. Something to keep in mind. There are people who are meritorious, are deserving of a bonus at the end of the year, and we're limiting ourselves to the exact dollar amount that gap is. I will argue against it.
Well, what I think we should do then is charge those three to figure it out between now and the next.
Well, what I hear them saying is that we're going to spend $5,000 in labor trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
$5,000.
We have $5,000. No, we broke even.
Well, then you have to find somewhere else in the budget to take it out of.
Okay. I take
well, well, I think
it's in the budget, and this guy's been telling me it's in the budget.
So right now it would be
under salaries and wages, right? It's in the budget.
No, it's 7,000.
Well,
here's my thought.
Imagining that.
Here's my thought. You know, is we just budgeted $10,000 in for next year for the contingency.
And I can make it.
They have them do some
magic
accounting analysis,
massage,
or what she said, numbers, and come up with $10,000
this year.
I like that idea.
So you guys, I was talking to him, so you guys all figured out what the final thing is.
Pretty much.
They're talking about something else, and you're
talking about something else.
We've lost complete control
okay,
over
so
our meeting.
We don't know exactly where we're at then.
Oh yeah.
So
if
we do?
After,
yeah.
After.
You mean on the bonus?
No.
Yeah.
For
this
we,
for
are
this
we doing
year.
100,000 per street.
Yep.
100,000.
Are we doing 10,000? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
100 per street. 10 for salary contingency. If you factor in the computer aid, which is a factor of the tax rate, you bring that down. That would mean last year we levied $6.281 million. This year we'll levy $6.263, a decrease of $17,625, or negative 0.281%.
Okay.
Sold me.
Someone want to make a motion with regard to the budget?
Do we need to make a motion?
I don't think we can.
We
to move forward to the budget hearing with this proposal,
yeah,
can't we?
Yeah, I think that's what we typically
do.
And do we need another meeting next Wednesday? Or
I don't. If we get a motion and we get a vote, I don't think we
can. Did you get the part that we were just talking about on this end?
No.
You got 2 ears.
I know, sorry. They don't go both ways.
Is it now?
Yeah.
This for you to figure out between now and the proposed special meeting how to come up with $10,000 for that contingency fund out of this year's budget.
980. So there should be 6 left, but
did you say there's like 6 or
71?
Yeah. 71.94. I wouldn't support adding
this
more to that. I think that's what we allocated.
0.28.
And that's what we voted on.
Well, Steve believes there's more there.
Well, the people leaving
and
not taking
people left
the
and they didn't take advantage of the 2% that we gave them because they left. So there's more money there than And I'm not saying we have to spend it all, but I think I don't want to limit ourselves to 7194 if we get to the point where we're trying to figure out who gets bonuses and we just have more people that we think deserve them, and we're artificially limiting ourselves to the number that was the gap, because I think there's more money there from people leaving that we allocated for raises.
See if there's more money. Pretty tough calculation, though, because you've got like a retired employee or a long-time employee that was due a 2% raise and replaced with a junior employee during the course of the year. So you've got to make that calculation for the balance of the year for each one of those situations.
Oh, but actually, you just take wages actual versus wages budget. Budget, if you could find it. We don't have actual wages for the end of the year, though.
We can project that. We're so close on.
But there's a lot of different categories for wages. So.
And again, I'm not saying we spend it, but I just don't want to limit ourselves by this number if we get to the point where, in a situation where we talked about it before. I mean, we might have 4, 5, 6 people that we think really deserve this, and we have a small amount of money. I just want to make sure that it's meaningful. And
you can do it in two ways. You can look at the spreadsheet that you and I were looking at. I'll make sure that's current and correct, and then we'll get a number that way. And that's what was allocated, and that was a 2%. And then Claire and I will look and just see if we can come up with a number. Like, you guys are looking for more, if there's some extra that's out there. So then you'll have two numbers, and you decide what you want to do with them.
Yeah,
that's
kind of what I'm talking about.
If you want to get some more, then you got it.
If it's 25 cents, you're going to hear me. hear me from me.
It's a psychology thing. It's a psychology of it.
Debbie had brought up that are we having a closed session before our meeting?
No, I was thinking that we would just do after. We'll put the real estate after this and anything else we got in the close. We'll do it all at one and closed at the end.
Is everything on the website?
For a long night, Tuesday.
Everything.
Budget.
Yeah, the agenda was.
Is the budget on
the
work
page already? Yeah.
Do you need a summary of this for a motion? Or is it pretty clear with the projects?
Bad luck of what we're doing.
Almost over. Yeah. 6:30, right? Do you want to do a close before to force us to be done with something?
I'm sorry.
Can we talk about the project?
We have a 3-page agenda for Tuesday.
Some of that is pending. Some of that is pending. It's not
not
on the agenda.
How do you see the agenda already?
I haven't seen it.
I sent it.
Email.
Emailed it out later.
Email.
It was a draft.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Did it go today?
It was a draft.
I actually saw it today.
Because all this is pending stuff. So this,
get all that ready.
The bottom of this and that is not. Yeah. But there's a few things.
Stuff that's hanging out there.
All right.
So we don't have a ton of stuff. I mean, there's not anything real. I mean, you guys
go on
forever about
the thing
we used
to ask Sue for,
of
all the stuff that's just sort of been looming out
over
the years.
On a separate sheet. Yeah. So that people look at it and say, oh,
it's
not even going to entertain the possibility that we're going to tackle that thing anytime soon.
I got one. I can never keep up.
It's just usually taken off by the time we get.
Oh, I see.
Referendum might well.
It's always there.
Well, I have a feeling by the time we get to the second and the third.
So, Paul, I don't really care whether it's before or after. Are you suggesting?
I was thinking we could take one of those items before, but
it looks pretty manageable.
If you wanted to do, maybe do the real estate before?
At what time?
6 o'clock? I don't think it's going to take more than a half hour.
It shouldn't. Oh my gosh.
Okay. 6 is doable.
Is that okay?
6 is good for me.
Okay,
for Tuesday, right?
The actual.
We'll do 6 p.m. We'll do the real estate.
The actual vote to reconsider has to be an open.
All right.
Yeah. That's going to take a little while.
Well, the actual reconsideration has to take place in open?
Absolutely.
No. Yeah.
She said no.
I talked to Dennis about it today. He said you can do it either way.
You can vote to reconsider in closed session?
Yes, because I started in closed session, even though you went out to open, because it's negotiating a contract. He felt comfortable. If you guys wanted to put it right in closed, you can put it in closed. But then after you're closed, he wants to, you know, saying you'll go into open and specifically listing the, you know,
the action.
Determination on the real estate proposal. So
well, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather do that in open in there. We have to take the vote in the open, right?
Yes. So you could do that. You could take it in there and do the vote there.
That'd be to actually do the motion for reconsideration should be in open. And then you can go into closed session because it deals with contracts. And you come back into open session and report, move on results.
But I'd rather move on results at 6:30 in there than do it after we come out of closed session here.
That's fine.
Does that make sense?
So we're going to put motion to reconsider closed session, open session. Okay.
Starting at
6.
Okay.
But with I was just asking about the budget process going forward, the transparency. We don't have anything on the website relative to the budget, right?
No, I don't think we do yet.
I think that would be a good idea to get it up there.
Yeah, maybe you can put the summary.
Yeah, and I could do that, I guess. Being my first year, I wasn't really sure. Right. So it was too soon.
Isn't the proposed on there? Nothing?
2013.
Oh, last year's
is.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, at least I just haven't been able to find it.
Did we ever take the formal
Maybe
motion on proceeding with this budget?
Over.
We didn't.
No,
we haven't. No.
We used to have a section for budget on our old website, but maybe they didn't transfer. All right,
is there a motion with regard to moving forward with the proposed budget? Don't worry if you don't remember every detail of every project, because Debbie said that she had that, but I'd like something to move forward with. Yes.
I'll make a motion that we proceed with the public hearing on the budget based upon the recommendations provided to staff during the course of two budget sessions.
For a second. Randy and Lynn. Discussion?
I just presume it'll be posted then to the website?
We can put it out there. We'll put... Well, maybe we'll just put the summary document out. Does
the
that
summary,
sound all right?
Including all these changes.
Right, yeah, so with all the changes that we just talked about and that orange, basically that bold section, put that out.
Yeah, not all the details.
No. And
why?
Then maybe we can get it.
Why?
We usually have.
Why aren't we putting out all the detail?
So people understand, otherwise they know what the hell we're talking about.
I guess we just didn't think of it this year. That we did it. Maybe we've done it in the past and it just didn't get out there.
It could be a separate file. You could have a link to a summary file.
And I looked through
and
I found it.
Right. That's why I thought it was on the website.
But
so
we can certainly put it out there if you want
maybe
all the
it's
details.
A tablet version.
Include all the
I'm
detail.
On our front page. And
I don't like
right?
the
Why not?
The whole command.
I can't afford to find some things on the
So we have a motion and a second to proceed.
With the understanding it's gonna be posted. I think we need to post the whole thing.
Well,
sure.
That's fine.
We can put the whole thing out and then we'll put the updated goals section too. And then we'll get
sure.
you guys all the updated goals section so you can look at that too and see if there's anything that based on what we did tonight and last week or Monday, make sure everything's laid.
Gold section?
The goals
summary.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll send you the summary one out with all the changes we made tonight so you can see the bottom line and what it is.
And that's via email, right? You don't
we'll
need to print
email
anymore.
Yeah, we'll email it to you, and then we'll put it out on the web and do it that way.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn? Trustee
so
Green,
moved.
Second Trustee Skinner. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.